Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome to Traders Network Live Power Hour, brought to you on blogtalkradio.com. So today is Thursday, Power Hour. Action today. Our spec play is breaking out. AXXE up 21% at 10 cents from 8 cents. The CEO is coming on our show Friday next week. Not this Friday, but the following Friday. So stay tuned for that. That is trending nice. And we also got out of our trade we had yesterday, which is the NDO. We got out at 337, 5,000 shares. We got in at 324. So we got the action that we wanted. Now we're looking for another trade. We're about to do a live scan and see what goes down. I am pumped up. I was under the weather for the last few weeks, but I am back. I'm feeling great. You know what works really good when you're feeling down? Arnold Palmer iced tea gets me going. I don't know about you guys, but it gets me going. A little AP in your life can't do you wrong, you know? All right, we're doing a live scan courtesy of Equity Feed. If you're looking for great data, equityfeed.com. I know the price is a little pricey, but their charts and their feeds are 100% legit. I love them. Their data is great. Equityfeed.com. You get a 14-day free trial if you like it afterwards. Around $130, $140 a month. Depends what kind of plans you want. I just trade NASDAQ, so I only have the NASDAQ plan. But the free trial gives you the whole entire market. So you can see counter, the New York Stock Exchange, you can see it all. So right now we're looking at stocks from a dollar. 850, and we're going to search, see what's moving. Here we go. This play was on our watch list today, which is GERS. We're going to take a look at that real quick. Actually, I might trade it because I think tomorrow's going to be bigger. Up 32% right now with 16 million plus traded. We're going to check out GERN. All right, we're looking at 373 bid with the 374 ask. I'm going to place an order here real quick. I'm looking to get, let's see what I want. What do I want? All right, I'm trying to get 1,000 shares at 360. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I'm thinking maybe around 3:30, this pulls back a little. Then probably I can get out tomorrow morning or afternoon, just like I did on our last play. All right, right now it's 375. We're going to look for something else while we wait for this to make our order. I don't know, I'm excited for AXXE next week. CEO is coming on. He's going to pretty much tell you guys what his company is about, where they're going in the future, and everything. Our first interview live with a publicly traded company. More to come. All right. Right now, we're going to pull up a stock that we actually made money on last week, which is BIOC. We traded this last week at 411, and we got out at 485. Right now, it sits at 331. I'm looking to get in. I believe our earnings are on Monday, so I think possibly tomorrow this could see a nice little move. If we saw a gap today, well, went up a little around 364. If I can get around 330 to 364, that's a nice swing. I take that to the bank. Shorty, what you drank? So right now we're looking to get in this also. I just put an order in at 325, 1,500 shares. Not a lot of shares. It's a spec play right now. I'm testing the waters, see what happens. Alright, we're looking for some more movement. So right now we got two orders open right now. We're looking to make some more open orders. We're trading live on Traders Network Live. Power Hour podcast brought to you by HedgeStreetTrading.com. And we're broadcasting live on BlogTalkRadio.com. What else floats my boat? LXRX. We're going to take a look at that. All right, the chart is pretty much, this is the two-day chart we're looking at right now. Has nice movement when we look for. Let's get a level two on this bad boy. Bid's 111. Assets 112. 5 million shares traded. There's over 5 million plus in this with 5 million shares traded. Plus. Right now I'm trying to get 5,050 shares at 108. So we have three orders open right now, live. Here's another one that's sparking interest right here, up 6% today. ARWR. We'll take a look at that one now. Two-day chart, shit looks bananas. We're going to take a little quick break in this one, though. We're going to come back to this one. We're going back to our original. We'll check out Gurn real quick. 9. Come on, come on, come on. Starting to come down now. Haha. And one of my star students right now freaking out because he missed Gurn. Put it on watch last night. I put it on late. I was up extremely late. I was busy watching the season finale of Suits. I thought that was a little more important than the watch list. I'm sorry, guys. I really am. It's just, it's Suits. Come on. I'm 100% Team Donna. Suits. Man, love a redhead. I'm just saying. Anyway, back to the stocks. So, right now, we're about to get filled. Rory, it's starting to come down now. See what happens if we get filled. We get filled. Let's check out our spec play real quick. A lot more volume coming in. It's a small little dip. I think tomorrow or next week, this thing goes back to 20 cents. I don't know about you guys. I think this breaks 10 cents tomorrow. We're talking about AXXE. I think this makes a run to 20 cents next week. And it's going to be bananas. We have partnerships in place, marketing deals in place with Rock Sports, Rock Nation Sports, which is pretty much Jay-Z's firm, and some other stuff. So not alone to have Jay-Z involved in this. You know they want Illuminati's going to come. Everything Jay-Z touches turns to gold. So, Hova, just saying. So right now we have ARWR, LXRX, and GERN on watch. Have orders open on all of them looking to get filled. We're trading live today. Power Hour. Traders Network Live. Brought to you by blogtalk.com. HGTrading.com. Go to that site right now. Contact me. Add me to Skype. Short pinks. I would change your trading life for the better. You want to start making $1,000 a trade? Let's talk. So, was this a wasted week of trading? I was mostly sick, so I didn't do too much. I did some stuff. I didn't do too much. My star student, Dan, he had a little dilemma this week. He was down. He's down on two stocks. He's holding TVIX. I got sucked into that, too. I got out. I walked away from it. I'm getting back in though. Once it starts to run again, I'm buying up huge. But he made the correct trade on BIOC. He got in around this, was it around 3? I think it was a 360 range. Around 360, and the thing just took off. It ran to $4, but he didn't get out. He was holding. It made a sick move, but he fired to get more. Did he make the wrong move of holding? Yes. Was it the great setup and the great trade? Yes. But things are gonna happen. Some weeks you're gonna make a lot of money, and some weeks you're not gonna make any money. That's the name of the game. You can't win every trade. If somebody says they win 100% of the time, they're fucking lying. Yeah, I can swear on my show. They're fucking lying. You win some, you lose some. This is part of the game. But perfecting a 100% bulletproof strategy is what you need to do. And that's what we can do for you over at Hedge Street Trading. I have 3 strategies that you can use on a daily basis that is going to freaking make you a fucking trading ninja. Do you want to become a trading ninja? Do you want to quit your job? Do you want to say, well, fuck you, mom and dad, I can do what I want to do with my own life? You want to trade stocks, and you say you can't trade stocks because you got to work with a real job? Well, fuck that shit. Trading is a job. Add me to Skype. Short pinks. Email me, daytradingbulls@gmail.com. Facebook me, facebook.com/HedgeStreetTrading. I'm here for you guys 24/7. Going to change your trading life. For the better. Now, right now, we're looking at GERD. Can we get filled? Trying hard. Let's see what happens. Right now, we're checking out TVIX. It is 199. The market is so strong right now. We're in a humongous bull run. And so it's driving this price down. I'm looking to buy this at 220, 230 range. That's when I think this is going to take over, run back over $3, which it will happen. So hope you guys are having a great trading day today. I'm having a blast. More to come. So, hope you guys are having a great day. I'm having a good day. I'll be taking callers before the close. If you guys want to know anything, hit me up. 646-649-0905. 646-649-0905. This Power Hour podcast is brought to you by Hedge Street Trading. We are broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. In sports news today, Peyton Manning is taking a pay cut, signing back with the Broncos. He's ready to go back to work. Why the Broncos are probably not going to be able to sign a running back or not going to be able to sign a wide receiver. Wes Welker is looking to leave or probably not even play next year. So you're going to have an old man, Peyton Manning, throwing a ball to nobody. Good luck with that, Elway. By the Buffalo Bills, the only team actually is in New York. While the other two teams are in Jersey. Buffalo Bills are adding talent. They're adding some really nasty talent. Rex Ryan got something up his sleeve. I'm a Jet fan, but those Buffalo Bills are coming up strong. Look for them to contend for first place with the Patriots, as the Jets will probably still finish in last. Because the Miami Dolphins are right there, too. I'm looking for Reggie Bush to go back to Miami. Anyway, back to the stocks. Try to get filled on BIOC at 325. 1,500 shares now. We'll see what happens. I am still looking to get filled on GERN. $1,000 shares at 360. The caller number again is 646-649-0905. Black Talk Radio / Traders Network Live. Power Hour Podcast. I am your host, Michael Hall, a.k.a. The Real Wolf of Wall Street, a.k.a. Mr. Steal Your Girl, a.k.a. Mr. Wall Street. This ninja trader motherfucker. Saturday night, doing a webinar. To keep up pace with our weekly webinar, we're doing a webinar. I don't know where I'm going to base it off yet. I don't know what the hell is that, but we'll find out. Nice. Thank you for the follow. Cobra Trading is now following me on Twitter. That is great. If you're looking to short stocks and you want the great, you want actually a discount. You want a discount broker to short penny stocks? Cobra Trading can get you to that next level by shorting crappy companies. Usually, you have to go over to interactivebrokers.com, open an account with 10 grand. Cobra Trading actually has a partnership with Interactive Brokers, and you already have to open up an account with 5 grand, and you still can short penny stocks. So, still get the benefits of Interactive Brokers and actually pay Cobra Trading prices. You can trade, you can direct access from 0.004 per share. That is extremely cheap. You can trade up as many shares as you want. Most brokers will charge you $4.95 for 1,000 shares. They're only going to charge you 0.004 per share. You can trade as much as you want for a really low cost. CobraTrading.com. I should have sponsors, I'm just saying. Anyway. I'm going to be doing a lot more interviews in the future. Next week, AXXE CEO is going to be on next Friday. And at this Friday coming, with the following Friday, I'm going to have him on. Plan on getting some other companies to come on as well. When we first start out, I'm going to be interviewing a lot of penny stock companies. Companies that are over, like, on the OTC exchange. While we actually grow our brand, so I can maybe get some more big board companies on. Which I plan on doing that. And startup companies and other traders who have a service they like to offer. I don't discriminate. Dan, any reason to stay in TVIX? Yes. This market is going to pull back eventually. I think it's going to pull back before the month's over. which we can see this run up pretty high. I never want to see anybody take any losses. It's actually a good stock to own. It's a think of TVX as the one bullet left in the chamber. And when everything goes to shit, that's just gonna run hard. And you're gonna make a lot of money on this. So I would say hold. Back to GERD. Still waiting for 360. Plug is still below $3 a share. Any merch? When are you going to respond to my tweet? Have your fellow suckers, dreamers, bashing me on Twitter like I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. When you give a forecast before the year's over for 2015, you expect when you make your guidance at 150 mil, then you change it real quick to 100 mil. Then you come out and say earnings are on the 26th of February. Then you push it back to March. Then you push back your 10K file. Come on, bro. Then you say potential big retail clients. That pretty much, come on. And you still haven't put that out there yet either. I know that has to come out with the 10K file. But you delay the 10K file, that pretty much means you don't have any big retail clients, do you? You're waiting to get them, huh? That's why you're pushing everything back. All hype. You self-promote and self-promote. And you can't even deliver. And now, you're on the board of directors of this company right here, GEVO, which is trading at a lousy 25 cents a share, and you're on the NASDAQ. In a couple of days, the NASDAQ is going to send GEVO a nice little thing saying either come back up to compliance or delist, which that gives them two options. Reverse split. So there's only one way this company can go, and that's delist. It's either going to delist or reverse split to stay in the NASDAQ, which freaking means this company is pretty much fucked. It's fucked. Just like Plug is about to be. Let's look at every single stock in its sector that's relevant. FCEL trades at $1.31 per share. BLDP, they needed cash so bad they sold some of their patents off the Volkswagen. They trade around $2.34 per share. That's where I think Plug should be trading at. That $3 a share. Eventually, I think Plug should be trading at the dollar mark. What does it really have to offer? The earnings were atrocious this quarter. We know it. The company even came out and said it. So why even delay the earnings? That's what I want to know. Why delay the earnings? We know it's going to be bad to begin with. You're just delaying the inevitable, where this company is just going to decline. You might see Plug have to reverse split soon. Here's a bank I recommend. People United. PBCT. It's a regional bank. They're growing. They have other banks now in New York. West Coast. During the financial collapse, you bought up a lot of dying banks. So eventually, they're going to convert them over to People's United Banks. They're really big in commercial real estate. They own a lot of real estate now. I highly recommend them. Gern is making a run. Don't know if I'm going to get my 360. I'm not going to chase, though. I never chase. I used to chase years ago. I used to chase other stocks all the time years ago. I didn't know what I was doing. So I learned what I was doing, how I perfected my strategy. Now my strategy is bulletproof. You want to trade stocks. You want to be successful at trading. HedgeStreetTrading.com. All right. We'll be taking a quick break. I'll be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back to blacktalkradio.com/Traders Network Live Power Hour Podcast. Yeah. Right now, we're looking at GERN. We got 1,500 shares at 360. We're looking to get filled. All right, we're scanning for more. All right, guys, we're gonna scan for some more. See what's going on. Our order is still up there for LXRX. We're still looking to get filled at 108. We have 5,050 shares. We're still looking to get filled on that. We're still looking to get filled on GERN. Those are two positions we have open. We're trying to get filled. We're trading live at Traders Network Live, brought to you by blogtalkradio.com. What most people don't really realize in trading is you're going to lose some, you're going to win some. You're just going to lose. Nothing wrong with losing, though. People think you can't lose when you trade stocks. They don't know what they're talking about. You're never going to win 100% of the time. Now, what do I feel about TVIX? I have a lot of subscribers and a lot of students always ask me, TVIX, what do you think about that? I've been so bullish on it. Because a month ago, when it was trading hard, the market was very soft. We didn't go on a big run yet. Now we're going on a massive bull run, so the stock is going to collapse in price. Where do we think where it's going to go? Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. TVIX is going to come back hard. It's going to come back strong when the market pulls back. When is the market going to pull back, Michael? Well, I can tell you this. The market is going to pull back by the end of the month. I can see this pretty much. I can see us having like two sell-off weeks. But we're pretty much down for 2 weeks. I can see this coming back up in the price. I can see this going back to 340 without a problem. Like I said before, I'm looking to buy 20,000 shares of TVIX. At $2.25 to $2.30, I think that's a good baseline to buy into, or I think it's going to take off from there. That's my analysis on TVIX. Would I sell BIOC? No, I am looking to buy. I actually have an open order on BIOC. I'm looking to buy BIOC at 325, 1,500 shares. Not a lot of shares. It's a spec play. It's a really risky trade right now. But I'm looking to get it. I think this can go from 325 to 364 without a problem. Maybe even 340. I 100% think that BIOC is going to run tomorrow into the earnings. That's what I believe. Like, we could see a nice day NBI OC. Maybe 364. Maybe 370. You never know. This does go on volatile swings. Haven't yet. Like my business page, Facebook.com/HeadStreetTrading. Tomorrow's podcast is going to be live streamed over on livestream.com, where you're going to be able to see my screen. So we're going to be showing live level 2 and live charts and everything tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. To find out more information on that, add me to Skype. Short Pinks. This ain't your normal podcast where we're going to be all just calm and proper and tell you how the market really works and have some old fucking guy come on the fucking air and tell you fucking how great the market is or how bad the market is. No, we're going to give it to you real. Because we're real over at HeadStreetTrading.com. How about all those guys on CNBC who come on and see how bad the market is? Oh, we're going back to 2008. Oh, I said the market is going to collapse. Get ready for the collapse. You know what happens? We've been hearing this for the last 5 years. All those people who were scared to get in because of those fucking old fucks on CNBC come out and fucking scare you, they instill fear into you. You know what? You missed the biggest bull market of any generation. This is bigger than the 70s. This is bigger than the 80s. This bull market is even bigger than the so-called dot-com era. This is the biggest of the biggest. And it's never going to stop. It's just going to keep going and going. That's how our economy is growing now. So it can never stop. It just keeps going and going and going. While you're on the sideline, just waiting for some great miracle to happen, and the market is just passing you by. It's like, everybody is like so pissed off at the market. Why the fuck are you pissed off? It is so easy to make money right now. Why are you so fucking pissed off? Like, you say you go into the bank and you're looking at the fucking TV screen. It has the market on, right? It's going by. And somebody who's in the bank with you and sees you looking at it. They're like, oh, how much are you down today? Hey, look at the fucking guy, right? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean I'm fucking down? I'm fucking up, dude. I'm the biggest bull market of our generation. How the fuck can I be down? Well, I've been living under a rock since 09? Come on. So then the guy gets all smart. And say you bring your laptop with you, you go to the coffee shop. You set up shop in the coffee shop, right? You got a little coffee, you got your laptop going, or your tablet, or whatever. Maybe you're going to read the magazines, you're going to read the newspaper, you're gonna maybe look at the stocks a little bit. You might even trade a little, right? So a guy comes up and sees you and says, oh, how much are you down today? He starts laughing. You look at these guys, I think. You just kind of think to yourself in your head, like, why do people think the market is down when it's up extremely high? The news won't cover the market, the normal news. Like, the news at night, it tells you the fucking weather, or somebody got shot, or whatever, that news. They will only cover the market when it's down. They won't cover when it's up. They see the Dow's down 300 points. Don't cover that. If it's down 400 points, don't cover that. Up 400, you won't hear a fucking word. You will not hear a peep of a word. You won't hear the Dow close up 400 points today. No. But you will hear on the normal news, you will hear the Dow closed down 400 points today. You will hear that, though, because you want to instill fear. Stop being fucking scared to death. get into the market before it literally just passes you by. There is so much money to make now in oil and biotech stocks. It's not even funny. Well, you have Mr. Cass coming on CNBC trying to instill his fear. He's just short. He's been getting his stuck up the ass for the last 5 years. The dude's about broke. Imagine all the margin fees this dude gets. He's been short for like 5 years. Nobody thinks about that shit, though. And who gives a fuck about the job number two? I'm serious. Like, come on. 10 years ago, do you ever remember seeing the job number, like, countdown on CNBC? No. Why now? Because we went into a little recession? Well, I'm sorry. People have been spending money for years. Recession my ass. I'm sorry, guys. I hate politics. The middle class does not get raped in taxes. Just look at the graph. The middle class barely pays anything in taxes. It's the 80%. You have that 1%, and then you got the rest who are upper. I want to say the upper middle class. That's like that 30% right there. They pay the most. Then you got the middle class. And they barely pay anything at all in taxes. Just look at the graph. Look at the charts. Google it. You see, or you go on my Twitter. You look at my tax chart. Who pays the most? And you pretty much will baffle you how the media covers it. Like, holy crap, is this real? Alright, I'm just saying. So right now, we're trying to get filled on BIOC, 325, 1,500 shares. Right now it trades at 336 with a 337 ask. We're trying to get filled on GERN, GERN. We're trying to get filled. I moved my order up, trying to get 366 with 3,000 shares. I want to get in. I want to see what happens. Come on, get me in. I want to scalp in right now, because I think this can go higher after hours. Even tomorrow, it might open up high in the 370s range. I'm just trying to get that. Was trying to get that nice little 7 to 10 cent gain. Hope you guys are enjoying the podcast today. I'm having a freaking blast, boys. Webinar, Saturday. Probably 5 o'clock. Probably go 5 to 7. I know you guys got stuff to do at nighttime. So I'm probably 5 to 7. We'll cover over some stuff. And we're going to get into it. Last podcast we had last week was unbelievable. Looking to make this even bigger. WallStreet.com is following me. Let's check out this website real quick. Maybe I can get an interview on them. Live market stream. WLST.com. WallStreet.com. Oh, it's a... Okay, I like this. This is cool. All right. There's about 43 minutes left before the market decides to close for today. We'll see what happens. So, for 43 minutes left of the podcast. The market's about to close. It's 3:46. Let's see if we can get filled. The watch list videos will continue tonight. I took the last 2 days off because I was under the weather. They're coming back tonight. Stay tuned for that. I'm the real as they come. I'm a straight shooter. So hope you guys are having a great day. I'm having a blast. I have a couple people asking me to do interviews where they interview me. I'm going to release the information as soon as the deals are set in stone. I'm going to be on somebody else's podcast and interviewed by somebody for their website. So that's going to be cool. So I'm getting some press now. Once you get the press, things start to really start to run, which is huge. So stay tuned for that. Dan Brown, if you... Hey, guys. Just a quick little shout-out to my boy, Dan Brown. Hope you're feeling better if you're listening to the podcast. I know you're under the weather. He's a brand-new student of mine. If you want to take your training to the next level, add me to Skype, Short Pinks. I'll get you into our training room and take you to the next level. Still trying to get 1,500 shares at BIOC. Still trying to get filled in GERN, GERN. 366 with 3,000 shares. Trying hard, guys. I'm not going to chase. I want to sell at these levels. I don't want to buy. I'm still thinking about adding a sidekick to the show also. Not quite sure, but I think a sidekick to the show would be great. So I can have somebody to talk business with and talk stocks with. It would be more entertaining. I think I'm gonna do a poll in the webinar Saturday to see if you guys would like to have a sidekick for the show. I think it could be kind of entertaining. Because, again, these podcasts is for entertainment purposes only. You want more educational view and want more about my strategy, you got to join Head Street Trading and come to one of my webinars. If you don't want to join yet, you want to see what I'm all about, come to one of my webinars when I'm having one. I'll be happy to show you what I'm all about. Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. I have plans to take it to the next level with entertainment. I'm thinking about hiring a model. Let me know what you guys feel about this, too. I'm thinking about hiring a model. Have her looking all nice and hot. Why she gives you a morning watch list video. I think you guys would love to see that. Let me know what you guys feel about that, too. All right, it's 3:52. Market's about to close. I'm going to take some calls. If you want to call in 646-649-0905. 646-649-0905. I'm still sitting on BIOC, just waiting. Oh, another chase. Let's just see what happens. All right. Have one of the guys in the trading room right now telling me to look at CPRX. All right. Another one to put on watch, PPHM. It is 3:56. It is 4 minutes up in the market. Let's see what happens. We're still looking to get in GERN. And BIOC. I canceled the other order. Three minutes left in the market. Let's see what happens. Gern's looking to close big. I'm looking to get in still. I'm going to keep my order open until after hours. I'll even buy it alone in the after hours. I still think this is going to run. This is waiting my time. I'm going to scalp tomorrow. BIOC is still at 335. This is extremely flat. It doesn't know where it wants to go. I'm still at 325. I'm looking for a sell-off before the close. 334 is up there now. Come on. I want a nice pullback. Give it to me. Come on. Popped up a little, 5336. They're killing me. Come on. Like I was saying earlier, tomorrow's podcast is going to be live streamed at livestream.com, where I'm going to show my screen. And show you live level 2 and charts. It should be entertaining. It would be like a TV show. And the market is closed. As of right now, BIOC sits at 337 close. With a 331 bid and a 339 ask. Gurren closed at 378 bid with 379 ask. Not a bad close on Gurren. Let's see what happens. Remember, next Friday, CEO of AXXE is going to be on our podcast for a live interview. That this Friday coming, the following Friday. So get prepared for that. All right. I'm back. Just reading over some messages at my trading room. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to Traders Network Live Power Hour Podcast on BlogTalkRadio.com. I am your host, Michael Hall. So the trading is over for Thursday. It is 4:05. There's about 23 minutes left into the podcast. And we're just going to continue on just talking about some stocks to trade for tomorrow. GERN is 100% on the watch list for tomorrow. ARWR will be on the watch list tomorrow. CTIC, LXRX, ASTI. All stocks trending and going higher. We'll make the watch list video a little later on. I might have some more stocks into that. As you know, Fridays I look for money runners and I look to scalp. So tomorrow should be fun. The podcast will be live again during market hours and live streamed over on livestream.com. We have more interviews planned in the coming weeks, especially next Friday, which we'll be interviewing the CEO of AXXE. Many things planned for this podcast going into the future. Get ready for a webinar on Saturday. To join the webinar, add me to Skype, short pings. And I will get you a link to that webinar. That webinar will probably be Friday night around 5 p.m. to probably around 7. AXXE closed at 9 cents. We're looking to break over 10 cents, which it did today. We're looking to break that tomorrow, possibly close at 11 cents. Wow, I'm reading this article real quick. Hold on. It's chicksontheright.com. I think it's a liberal type thing. It says, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Okay, let's see what this is. Okay. According to Mother Jones, a senior editor at Korea Butler, if you eat three meals a at regular times during the day, you're perpetuating the racist European ideal. Oh, really? So pretty much, if you eat 3 meals a day, you're a racist.
Wow. You guys really gotta check out this. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Wow. I'm not shaking my head at this shit. That's just crazy.
You didn't fuck up, bro. You win some, you lose some.
Alright. Quick shout out to my microcap newsletter. If you're looking to get into the hottest microcap penny stocks traded in the market, join today, www.shakersandmovers.com. That is SHAKERSANDMOVERZ.com. Shakersandmovers.com. To get the latest hot microcap penny stocks traded on the market. Alright guys, it's about 10 minutes left in the show. I'm going to end it right here. Before I end it, so as always, I like to say this. As always, let the trading gods be with you. And tomorrow, let's kick some ass. Let's make some money. Watch this video. It'll be out later tonight. I see ya when I see ya. Peace.